biggest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. I'm Alex Wykowski from the WJON Newsroom. WJON News Time 105 and 78 degrees. Stick around. A full look at your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up after the news. News this hour brought to you by LJ Plumbing. While some schools around the state are choosing to terminate their partnership with local law enforcement agencies in the wake of the George Floyd murder, now the St. Cloud Area School District has decided to renew their agreement. At last night's school board meeting, District 742 announced they have renewed their agreement with the St. Cloud Park and St. Joseph Police Departments for the upcoming school year. Commander Brent Mouchat with St. Cloud Police previously served as a school resource officer at Tech High School. He says SROs work to build lasting positive relationships with students.
It is of the utmost importance that the SRO establish positive relationships and bonds with the students. It is believed that the interaction between the child, police officers, school faculty, teachers, and parents will be effective in achieving a safe environment where learning and socializing can take place.
SROs have been in St. Cloud schools since 1992. There's some new faces to the administration inside Sartell City Hall. In the last few months, the city has hired a new city administrator, planning and community development director, and finance director to take over the reins for some longtime employees. City Administrator Anna Gruber started in April. She says while they have some big shoes to fill, it's been comforting to have a team going through the same transition process together.
We're all going through the same thing at the same time, which makes it a little bit more manageable to lean on each other, to help coach each other through different scenarios that might be a little bit more challenging. I'm glad I came in with fellow new people. I think that has made my job easier.
Gruber says she's excited to work along such an amazing staff and to be part of a new generation of leaders for the Sartell community. And if you want to have an input on St. Cloud City budget for next year, now is your chance to weigh in. Mayor Dave Kleiss says because of the COVID-19 pandemic, the city is facing at least a $10 million shortfall for the remainder of this year. It's likely not to get any better next year.
Of all the budgets that I've had to present to the council over the last and I've presented 15 of them, this is the most challenging one to balance not only the shortfall in the current year, but also looking at making sure that we have the ability to focus on those core services going into 2021.
Ways that you can weigh in your input are found online at WJON.com. Just look for this story.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Clear Lake, we'll see a warm one out there. Could see highs of 87 degrees today with lows dropping down to about 62. Winds blowing in from the southwest around 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow shaping up to be highs of 89 degrees throughout the day. Could see lots of sunshine, but then that sunny skies will disappear as we see a chance for some storms later in the overnight hours into Saturday morning. To get into Saturday, highs of 93 degrees with a chance for scattered thunderstorms likely and lows of 65. Sunday looking like a high of 84 degrees, partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Winds moving in from the northwest around 10 miles an hour with lows of 60. Monday shaping up to be highs of 81 with mainly cloudy skies. Winds blowing out of the north around 5 miles an hour with lows of 59 degrees. That's a look at your WJON Weather Eye forecast. Listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, hey Alexa, play WJON, or download that free WJON mobile app on your smartphone or tablet. I'm Alex Wykowski, WJON.